cut Parker off from saying more dumb bullshit.
Never.
Whether I was gonna say whether we're recording or not, I don't think
it's never gonna stop.
That train.
Trust me, I've tried. I've tried.
Honestly, Stephanie. I think there's a mirror being held up in front of both of us right now.
We all three of us should be embarrassed. It's fine.
Yeah. All three of us should be embarrassed and maybe locked up, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But they let us keep putting this on the internet, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Until Project 2025, when we get flagged for pornography.
Oh. Yeah.
This is a queer pornography podcast. They're always talking about dudes touching each other.
Spider porn.
Spider porn. No, I don't like that.
The following podcast is not approved by the Comics Code Authority. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the Retcon Podcast, your friendly neighborhood weekly comic book club. I didn't get those in the right order, but that's okay.
Does it even matter?
No, who's going to stop me?
Nobody's going to stop Big Parker.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyways, I'm Parker Robbins, they, them.
I'm Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I'm Catalicia, they, them.
And I know we did not announce what we would be reading this week, and for that I am sorry, but it's been quite a week.
Again, I'm never sorry. Deal with it.
That's fair.
Love you guys.
But anyway, this week we will be diving into the fourth Amazing Spider-Man annual.
Woo!
Which this time has not a single reprint in it, which is nice, because the last couple of ones they've been reprinting other stories.
Oh, I didn't even catch that this time.
Yeah, this is a jam-packed, thick boy
40
of an annual.
41 pages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that deserves its own attention. Plus, it's a fun little adventure with our favorite super hater.
I pulled up the annual and I went, fuck yeah. I pulled it up and that cover hit and I was just like, fuck yeah. Let's go.
Couple of boyfriends. They're going to argue.
Yeah.
They're going to tussle a little bit. And they're going to save the day.
Can I already go way off hinge? Like immediately? We didn't even do like a check-in.
I was going to say, like, I wanted to try and get
one. I'll hold
on
to it.
In.
I'll bite my tongue.
Stephanie, how are you doing?
Parker.
I mean, we did get a little update prior to this.
We had some friend time outside of the collective friend time. Okay, we're about that.
For our listeners, long story short, I know you hear my voice and my energy and you're like, bad bitch. She doesn't have a crush on a man and is embarrassed by her actions in front of him. That's not true. I have a crush on a man. I hate to say it. Truly do. And I embarrassed myself in front of him. And then I realized also that immediately after, he low-key saved my life. We won't get into it. Saved my life a little bit. And then not even 20 minutes later, I realized that I fully made fun of him for putting on his sweatshirt weird in front of everyone. And everyone laughed. And I think that was my ego subconsciously being like, we have to get back in the game, bitch. Embarrass him back. Even though he didn't have anything to do with embarrassing me in the first place, I embarrassed myself. So, I am a not, you know, this last night, Saturday was not my best moments, but it's fine. It is, so you asked me how I'm doing. Great. I'm swell. I love it. I love everything about living. Yes.
I also love everything about living.
Kat, how are you?
I don't.
I'm doing okay. The last 2 weeks of the year are always like, what is happening? It
Yeah.
just is like a weird blur. We went to a gay wedding. Love a good gay wedding. Got lit on fire. That was a lot of fun.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I did see that on the
Yes,
internet. Yes.
it was on the internet. Cool little fire wielder. What is
Sheena.
Sheena? I can't remember. Flowing Grace on social media. Yeah, she lit a bunch of people on fire. So great. Like, she puts water on your skin because it has to be like it's either like your arm or your hands. Some people did their thighs. I was like, oh, you they hiked up the dress and went for it.
I did my chest.
Yes, Parker did their chest. But she like puts down a little water as like precaution, and then it's butane bubbles.
Oh.
And so then they bubble it up, and then she lights it on fire, and you just like blow it out towards the end.
Or in my case, you hold your head as far back as possible so you don't get burnt.
Yeah.
Oh, oof.
I know.
Spooky.
Is, you
It was
know,
really fun.
it was very silly and fun, and we love a good gay wedding. That's
Yeah.
great. That's about that. I went to a weird comedy show. That's always an experience. I don't know. Outside of that, I'm just tired.
Same.
But we're doing good. I danced way too hard on Friday.
Yeah.
Way too hard. Like,
My thighs hurt.
understand this. I understand this more
I
than
know you
you.
do.
Yeah.
I know you do. The last 2 days have just been like, why?
Why? Why did I do that? Why did I have fun with my friends?
Yeah, my knees night of were like, who do you think you are? And I was like, ignoring you. And then now here we are. How are you, Parker? That's how it goes. One, two, three. I know we went to the same wedding, but
I also went to a gay wedding and was also lit on fire, which was fun. Got very drunk. It was also fun. Not embarrassingly drunk, which was very fun.
Okay, yeah,
Wow. All right. Damn.
that's yeah, you know.
Stephanie, what
I
should
thought
I do? Like, what will make you feel
no.
better right now?
No, it was fine. Because you know what? It wasn't drunkness that got me. It was being too high. So that was
That was
it
also,
felt
hey, that was also 100% not meant to be a dig.
I was gonna say it felt like it was one of those things where it felt like a dig, but like maybe I'm just too I'm in my
No,
fifi.
that full
So
on felt like a dig. Your posture, the way that you held yourself when you
Yeah, the
delivered
way
those
you did your
words,
hand, you're like, I did
and
not
I.
embarrass myself. And I was like, all
There
right,
was
I'll
a.
just be an
Listen,
asshole
okay,
by myself.
listen, listen. There was a brief discussion betwixt Kat and I where it was mentioned that sometimes I can be not chill
Oh,
when I'm
yeah.
drunk.
This was a conversation that was had.
And this was a wedding with some folks that we had to be very chill around because of
Because they're just regular
because they're
humans and we're
regular
always cheer
humans. And we're chill
Oh,
around them.
everything is clicking now. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I just gave Parker a little like, hey, check yourself just in case.
And I think I did great. I did. There was like one thing that it was like it ended up being chill to talk about, but it was a very unchill thing that happened in the past that I had to be like, hey, you remember this thing that happened to y'all? I had to deal with the person who was responsible for that, like in my D&D group, and had to kick them out when that went down. And like, I feel like I need to admit that to y'all.
Not that they gave a shit.
Not that they gave a shit.
Yeah.
They found the whole thing so incredibly funny.
Okay. Good.
They were like very amused by it because like I mentioned it to one person, and they were like, hold on, we gotta go talk.
So good.
But yeah, no, it was a very good night, very fun.
I also got a little too high, Stephanie. An edible hit me, and there was a moment where I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just remembered that. Like, it was just like there's a moment where your mind goes,
Yeah. There's always, whether you get too drunk or too high, there's always a moment like right as it's happening where like you come forward and announce to yourself, you're like, we're too high. This is a
Okay.
pro we're having a problem. And then everything after that is you're out of control. There's nothing. It's just
Yep.
if the, again, to harken back to SpongeBob, the SpongeBobs are running around in there and
Yes.
everything's on fire. And also their legs don't work. So it's just they are wiggly wobblies running around.
Just dragging themselves along.
Sorry, side, semi-side tangent on getting a little drunk, too drunk, etc. Stephanie, I had a robot make me a drink at this wedding.
What?
What?
Even Kat is like
They
a
had like
little.
a
The book? Oh, was this the thing that was?
yeah.
Oh,
So
I didn't understand this fully.
the So like there was the wedding bar outside, but then there was like, 'cause we were at a house, so there was like their just like their bar that they have, and there was a little like Keurig machine, but it makes you drinks, and like they had pods with like different, there was a margarita, like there was like a winter margarita, there was like a whiskey sour, there was, you know, a couple of other different types of drinks, and you put the pod in and like you put a little bit of alcohol in and it made you the drink.
Whoa,
It was wild.
we are in the future. Yeah.
That is
Wait,
fascinating.
so the
It
pod
was one of those.
is the pod, does the pod have
Yeah, what's in the
liquid in it?
pod?
Or is it, what's in it?
I think it. I was also pretty drunk when this
Okay.
happened, so like, I remember I did pick up the pod. I remember doing that. I can't say I remember feeling the consistency of what was in there.
I feel like it would probably be the
Stephanie
liquid.
and I.
It would probably be like the whatever the mixture, right? Whatever like the.
Yeah, I think
And then
so.
you put your
I
alcohol that
think
would
so.
match it, right? That would make sense.
I think
Yeah,
so.
like the liquid like margarita flavoring or
Yeah.
something, and then it like brews, quote
Yeah,
unquote, the
it makes
alcohol
it the
through
perfect
it.
measurement of so you're not getting too
Yeah.
crazy and it still tastes good. All right. You know what? Hell yeah.
Fair enough.
I like this little robot thing.
You know what?
I feel like
Fair enough.
Chopper would have this inside of him that he could make.
Just like inside of
Yeah, he can
him.
make little drinks. Harold's like, good work, team. Let's pour one up, Chop. And he's like,
Love. Love that little fucker.
So anyway,
Spider-Man.
Can I say the most unhinged thing now?
yes.
Can I start by apologizing?
Oh boy, let me ease
Okay.
it up.
I'm gonna start by apologizing
To whomst?
to both of you, and I guess I just said I don't apologize, but I'm apologizing for this.
Okay.
I just want everyone to look at the cover and look at Human Torch just long enough,
Okay.
especially that right arm.
Okay.
We're getting into like the realm of like, is it like anal beads
Okay,
or is it like a really funny shaped dick? Like
Because
balloon animal status.
it's okay. There's multiple things that are making it weird. And now, and I didn't notice it before, but it's yes. The fact that he doesn't
It's
have any like drawn knuckles that are defined. So it just looks like he has weird
None.
dick heads for hands.
They literally look like
But then like, but like the
dickheads.
way his like forearm goes into his bicep, into his shoulder, it's like, oh. Ribbed for butt pleasure, you know?
Like the fore, why is the forearm and the bicep, why do they all have to be like that?
It's what is it called for foreshortening? They're it they're do it it makes kind of anatomical sense. It's just unfortunate in this design.
We should also note, we should note this is not our good friend.
Oh, I know.
John Romita.
Yeah, oh, no, I know.
This is somebody, someone else.
Because they were like, ooh, we're not going to tell you who the artist is. Like, you can figure that out. And I took one look at Spider-Man and I went, it's not Johnny Romita. Like, I already know.
And then they were like, find out at the end. And then I forgot until just now. So I never went to,
I didn't even look,
turn the page again to find out.
Nope. You can't have me read 41 pages and expect to remember what your little note said at the right beginning. Because you're being sassy, Stan.
Classic sassy Stan.
But I will say, this is drawn by Larry Lieber.
Okay.
Who is the brother of Stanley Martin Lieber.
Ah.
Better known as Stan
Lee. Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's also the co-creator of Iron Man, Ant-Man, and your baby daddy, Thor.
That's fucking
okay.
Cool.
Lost me at the Ant-Man for a moment.
Yeah.
We're back with Thor.
We're back. We're back. We're back.
Honestly, finishing strong.
Yeah, we're very strong. Very strong with Thor. Wow, I didn't realize that there were there was a brotherly love going on
at
Marvel.
A little nepotism happening, one might say. Good for them. Good for them.
Can Stan not draw? Like, what's going on? Why did the brother
I don't
did
think
everything?
Stan could draw. I don't think Stan could draw.
Interesting. And I wonder what, and Stan feels like an older brother. He definitely was like, learn how to draw these comics that I'm writing. You little shit. I'll give you a wedgie. And that's how we got this. Incredible.
Yes, Stan was the older brother.
He has such older brother energy. Even through the writing, this man is an older brother, 100%.
Hugely.
Yeah, I can't explain it. He just has it.
All right, so to give us the little lead-in for this week's issue, get ready for an epic battle between Spider-Man and the Human Torch, plus two mysterious guest villains make their appearance.
Which, on the front, the cape, for a second, I was just like, if I look out of my peripherals, I was like, it looks like Dr. Doom and Wolverine a little bit. Just at like a soft glance, and then in my brain, I kind of wrote my own what if.
That would be wild.
That'd be crazy. What are Dr. Doom and Wolverine doing together? I have so many questions.
What is Wolverine doing being invented in the 60s?
We're not getting to logistics. We're not worrying about dates.
But we've got 41 frantic pages of fabulous fart. And that came out weirder.
Fabulous.
We've got 41 frantic pages of fabulous far out thrills as Spidey and the Torch battle and brawl from coast to coast. Written by Stan the Man Lee, inked by Mickey Demio, lettering by Jerry Feldman, and art by Larry Lieber, which, you know, we already covered. So
the way that just
deflated
so drastically. Anyways, we're off to the web and the flame.
Mm-hmm.
Through the web and the flame we carry on.
Cat was so not prepared for singing. Their face was like, what is happening?
I think it's because I'm normally the one that sings at random.
Sorry, Dragon Force lives deep, deep, deep within my soul.
I was caught off guard by my own tactics.
This was a fun little one. So we, like, you know, everything Parker just read was on, like, the first page flat, like, splash page. And it's just, like, Spidey, he's swinging around the city, and he hears the sound of desperate shouting and screeching brakes from around the corner. So he goes to investigate what's going on. But then we get a fun two-page full splash, which we've never had before, right? We've never had this.
No, this is our first full two-page spread, I believe.
Yeah, and it's real fun to see. I like, you know,
I love it.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, you see, I've seen them in modern comics so often, but it is fun to see it. And it's like, you know, one of the first ones where you're like, hell yeah, let's go. And there's a lot going on here. Johnny Storm.
Huge. Yep.
Flaming on, going through a fucking armored truck. People are screaming, why doesn't he stop them? Blah, blah, blah. And Spider-Man's like, now why the hell is Jonathan being crazy? Guess I'm going to have to stop him. And yeah, that's basically
because,
what's kind of
going on. Because, I mean, he looks like he's popped off. He flew through a metal armored truck, you know, like the boy lights on fire. That's pretty dangerous. So yeah. Again, like, rightfully concerned. I was laughing at the people in the bottom right hand corner. One, the guy that's there in the front, and he's like ducked in a, he looks like a, I don't even know, like a little cartoon.
He looks like Gollum, like posture wise, it's a little Gollum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But the guy that's like, why doesn't somebody stop him? And I love that there's always some other really sassy pedestrian that's like, oh, what a great idea. Who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Is it going to be you?
Yeah. Even the way the guy who's like, why doesn't someone stop him? He looks like a, the way he's pointing. He's like, I don't know. He looks like, he's like a, I don't know. He's like a Karen. It's funny. He's
just yes.
Like, who's going to fix this?
Ooh. Who's going to do it? Wags finger in air while directly looking at someone else and making it their problem.
Yeah.
And then we get it. We're right in it. Just immediately.
Yep.
It's time to throw some flamey punches.
Spideys. They just start fighting. Talking shit.
Immediately. It's truly. Yeah. Just instantly hands are thrown.
Webs have been slung.
Mm-hmm.
Fireballs are cracking street lights in half.
Johnny and Spidey on page 4, new sex position unlocked. I'm not sure what this is called. It's the second panel.
Second panel.
Spidey's like horizontal, shaped like a C. And then like Johnny's like, he's straight flying. I don't know. Something is going on. They're docking.
Something's
for sure.
Happening. They're prepping it up. Like it's.
I was going to say, because I was, you said new sex position, and I was looking at this and I was like, how? I was going for the more conventional.
No.
But no, docking makes more sense. Yeah. Otherwise, sense. I was like, Johnny's got to be like some weird, like, sickle penis.
Not a sickle.
Got a scythe of a dick.
Yeah. No, they're just doing a little tip touch. This is foreplay.
A little, one might say, just a little.
I just thought about dicks with lips, and I'm like,
gross. Ew, gross. Ew, I'm sorry. It feels like my fault.
Yeah, I'm blaming you for that one.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm not. Okay. I went through to a place and I'm like, no, what? We don't have to go there as a team. I'll tell you guys later. Because it's like specific and graphic. So.
Oh my God. I feel like I need to make notes so you don't forget to tell us.
Oh. Anyway. fighting, lots of fighting. My main thing where I that my first note comes up isn't until page 8.
Do you have any? I came up on, I don't know what it is about page 6 that what's his name again?
Larry.
I don't know what it is about this page. I just really love it. There was also, and it's also DeMeo, right?
Yeah, Mickey DeMeo.
Sorry. Like the way, especially the third panel, the shoosh, mm-hmm. and like him busting the fire hydrant open.
You mean when mm-hmm. Spider-Man squirts on?
Yeah. You know, that is what that looks like, unfortunately.
Well, then it needs to say
here
sploosh.
He comes. He's exactly in position.
It should say sploosh.
Yeah. Maybe they said shoosh back in the day before they splooshed it.
They called it the shoosh.
Yeah. Shoosh right in her
shoosh.
Face.
Yeah, shoosh me. I was about to say it. except from the other end of just like shoosh on me, baby. Like,
yeah. Or, I mean, anybody can shoosh on anybody if you do it right.
If you do it right and consensually, yeah, shoosh all you want.
Exactly. That's all we want everyone to take home, you know? Shoosh it right with consent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message of this podcast.
I mean, if there is anything about this podcast, consent is.
Top priority.
You all give your consent by continuing to listen to us. Yes. So
it's true. You can exit this arrangement anytime you would like.
Yes.
We'll miss you. Hate to see you leave. Love to watch you walk away. But, you know.
Yeah.
We'll harass you on your way out. Don't worry.
HR!
Unfortunately, about this specific shoosh, though, John did not consent to being shooshed.
No, he did not. And there's been a lot of miscommunication happening, which seems to happen a lot, because you also got to love how Johnny doesn't say anything.
No.
Nobody takes a moment to be like, hey, you fucking idiot. Yeah. We're in the middle of something.
Yeah.
So, yes, page 7, just everything is getting, you know, torn to shit. And then we get to my favorite page, Stephanie, your first note.
Yeah. So page 8, it is revealed that Johnny Storm was filming a movie. Of course, classically filming a film, and Spider-Man did not realize all the things that were going on were pre-planned. They even have permits for this, but you know, Spidey doesn't work with the city, so he didn't know about this. My note and my question was, like, after like the director comes in, he's like, hold it, blah, 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 blah. How many films can Spider-Man ruin before he gets a bill?
I like, oh my God. What is this, number 3?
Yeah, 3 or 4 movies and or episodes of TV
that racking it up.
Yeah, and they were shooting on film back then. It's expensive. And he's just ruining shit. Because he doesn't ask questions. But even as someone who didn't ask questions, again, like we said, literally no one said cut earlier. Nope. Johnny didn't say, you asshole, this is a scene. Calm down.
This is like, a movie.
Yeah. Johnny literally doesn't say anything until the director comes in. And he's like, hey, you know, Johnny's like, keep the cameras rolling. Watch me beat this asshole up. Which is crazy.
Just ultimate shit talk. I love it. Yeah. This guy looks like the director. He looks like he could either be a villain. Well, I guess it could still count, but he also feels like he should be in Clue, like the board game Clue.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about his energy.
Well, it's the fact that you can't tell if he is wearing glasses or if that's a monocle. Mm. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like that's a heavy contributor. Because there's no apparatus like connecting it to his ear, but there's also nothing holding it in place.
Yeah.
Weird director, man. Anyways, so Spider-Man makes a fool of himself and he hates it because he's like, damn it. Now Triple J is going to get a hold of that. Like, they've got that all on film.
Very relatable, Spider-Man.
I would like to point out that in that last panel, which position is Triple J staring at?
It's the docking. And he is smiling.
He's cheesing.
He loves it. Now, the speech bubbles would have us think that he just likes the fact that Spider-Man embarrassed himself and was a boob. But we know.
Yeah, but
truth.
We know.
Yeah, we cannot see just out of frame, just the erection that is happening.
Yep.
Yeah. And
that's that.
It's raging. I can tell.
His hair looks like fish scales right now.
It does. Yeah.
Anyways, that made me feel weird for a moment.
Moving on.
Now, this page 9, first panel, I'm so confused by what this newspaper seller man said.
Uh-huh. Is that a man?
Lady?
Person, I don't know.
This news.
I called him a grandma.
Okay. I feel you. So there is a man in a blue hat. He's a mysterious man. We only see him from the back. He's looking at people at the newsstand. They're reading about how Spider-Man is a menace, blah 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 blah. And one of them is saying, like, he's done, like, Spider-Man has done so many helpful things too. I just can't believe this. And yet there are photos of him, you know, fucking up the shoot.
Yep.
The newspaper person,
uh-huh,
says the following sentence. I figure anyone can pull a boner.
So, hello? Explain to us.
So,
wait, hold on. Before you explain it, the next panel, we get the close up of the man's eyes, and it's raining, and he has these like raindrop puddles on the brim of his hat. But after the boner line, it looks like semen.
Yes. So yes, it does.
These two panels here are out of pocket. They're so crazy.
So, boner used to mean like a mistake.
So that's even funnier.
In fact, there is a famous Batman story from back then, which I've just sent a text to both of you, an image of, called The Joker's Boner.
Okay. So my phone is classically charging.
No. That says chortle at Joker's boner.
So that is in the image. Okay. Let's
see if I can get it to focus. Come on.
I can also drop this in the Discord.
There we go.
Chortle at Joker's boner.
The way that he's like slapping the newspaper. He's so mad about it.
Sweating too. He's like, chortle at my boner.
Oh, guys.
No.
Nobody was supposed to see that.
That is truly fascinating because now I'm curious. So does this... How long has the term boner been around, and has it always been in reference to a dick popping up? And then they use that as a word for embarrassing.
I mean...
Because that's hilarious and like the only dig at men that I've ever heard of in that time frame. You know, like...
Yeah, where it's like...
Specifically, you know...
I do not know.
Cause you know, if you're popping boners at an inopportune time, that could be
embarrassing.
Yeah,
embarrassing.
So,
I don't know.
Also, the fact that it's called pull, like he says, pull a boner,
uh-huh,
not pop. Well, obviously, we don't want. We don't want to say anyone. I figure anyone can pop a boner. But
retcon.
Yeah, it's the pulling of it. So it's like, I figure anyone can masturbate. Cut to this man's eyes with this stuff on the brim of his hat. It's too much.
It's a lot. And he's like covered in a hat and jacket hiding in a corner. It makes it very uncomfortable.
Yeah, like maybe like was he in a theater watching an adult film earlier?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know where that load went, but it's on his hat the whole time, and it's embarrassing. I'm so
you
sorry to
could
the listeners.
Never
I'm
embarrass
so
yourself like that. Just when next time you're like, wow, I embarrassed myself, think about that scenario that you just whipped up. It can never be that bad.
Yeah, you're so right. Wow, perspective.
Can never be that bad. Any hoosers, boners.
Meanwhile,
the news is on and Peter Parker is an idiot.
Yes.
It's just been announced that Paragon Productions in Hollywood is anxious to make a new film starring Spider-Man and the Human Torch.
I love that newscaster voice.
It's it. That's the one. Look at that scheming motherfucker on panel 4.
Yes, the fact that he didn't think twice about it.
Didn't have a second thought.
They're like, he's like, they want me for a film? And he's like, finally a chance at some real money.
And then he says that, and cut to 2 panels later, he's on a plane flying to Hollywood.
Yes.
He and sure I said, is. Boy, where the fuck did you get that money from? And on the next page, it says he scraped all of his savings to go to Hollywood. This man's frontal lobe is further behind than a 12-year-old's at this point. I don't even know.
Well, he's really banking on getting an Oscar, as he says.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And again, Spider-Man. Who the fuck are they going to write the check out to? You think a movie's just about to hand you a briefcase full of money?
Yeah. He didn't think this through.
Lords, have mercy on this poor boy's soul.
I love this Hollywood, this fancy Hollywood set that has a caveman in the background and like a Corvette with a Native American driving it with a head, like a headdress on, which, you know,
yeah, probably looks offensive. Like a white man. Yeah, looks like a white man with a white woman. And I think with just one feather in her hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think also if you look just past them, there are 2 like astronauts in the distance. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a Roman centurion and what I'm assuming is Cleopatra.
Flirting with each other.
Well, she doesn't look too pleased by this interaction, if I'm being honest.
That's fair. Yeah.
She looks like she's kind of like, why are you here? Like,
that is fair. But I like this idea of like, this is what a Hollywood set looks like. People are just running around looking silly, making movies, playing pretend.
And sets are within 5 feet of one another at mm-hmm. all times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pete lands in Los Angeles and quickly makes his way to the studio in full costume.
Yeah.
The security guard's like, how do I know you're actually Spider-Man? And he just, Spidey threatens, like, I could pick you up and walk up a wall, or we could go web-slinging. It's like, security guard's like, no, I'm good. I'll tell them you're here.
I'll let them know, pal. Peter Capaldi as Moses is in the background, Parker.
Yes, wow.
That's Peter Capaldi. I'm
dead. And then also, like, this, she's some period piece lady. She definitely has, like, a big dress
some
on.
A little baddie.
Oh, yeah. It,
but, like.
She's definitely got, like, the French Revolution era
yeah.
vibe.
Yeah.
But on the losing side of that revolution.
Right. But she also has, like, Ray-Bans on. It's hilarious. What I do also like, but also at the same time, I'm like, Spider-Man Parker, I am going to beat you up. He comes in, he's requesting an appointment to meet the head honcho or whatever. And he's sitting on this lady's desk like he just fucking owns the place. So annoying, so rude. He's like, I'm the one they've been looking for, just putting his bare buns, well, not his bare buns, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like, not far off.
And I didn't like it. I was like, get off that desk. Stand up.
Get your ass off that desk.
like there's definitely gonna be a little sweat left on that desk.
Yeah, it's some condensation for sure.
And you can even see the like the attitude in his face. Like, you can see the presumptuous, like, I'm fucking Spider-Man. And he sits there and he's like, good deal. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man will be here right on the button. And I'm like, you're not their fucking neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You're so far awesome. From your
you're
neighborhood.
So away. Like,
good luck web slinging in Los Angeles.
Fucking.
That's what I was talking about. We see some web swinging later, and I'm like, now how does this work? What are you attaching yourself to?
Were you? Yeah. What? Because I don't fucking believe you.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Your three-story building that's next to you, like.
You might be able to get away with this in, what is that area? Century City. But I don't know if Century City looked like that in the 60s. So we would, I don't know. Maybe downtown.
Even on page 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, downtown within like a, downtown within like a 2 mile radius. Like that's all. Yeah. He wouldn't even be able to like go that far.
Yeah.
But yeah, page 11, panel 2. Where is that?
I don't know.
I mean, we've got web connecting to a palm tree.
Yeah.
So palm tree to palm tree.
That is not going to hold our boy.
I do actually, semi-related on this panel, I've got my first retcon for this issue.
That someone throws a Ooh. Banana at him? Because that's what I want mine to be.
No. So we have Spidey swinging over this crowd at a pool party, it looks like, and there's one person who's like, look, it's Spider-Man. And then we have a redhead sitting on a towel being like, yeah, what else is new?
Mm-hmm.
MJ.
Sassy little MJ. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at that. Look at that banging two-piece, because also if you zoom in, that two-piece is two different colors. It's got two, it's like a blocky mm-hmm. pattern. That's mm-hmm.
that's very MJ coded.
That's very MJ coded.
And who knows, maybe she went out there for a little audition or something, because you know she wants to be a dancer actress.
She a dancer? Dancer yeah. actress? I vibe on this retcon.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. what else is new? Spider-Man is never in Los Angeles, boo.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, but but Spider-Man is always around her.
That's what I mean. Like, that has to be MJ at yeah. this point now in my brain.
Yeah.
Nothing else makes sense. That's fantastic. I love that.
And as...
Oh, wait! I'm so sorry. Also, first panel, he's waking up. Y'all, he slept in his suit.
He did. He was so excited. He didn't want to be late. He's just like, I'm Spider-Man. They're gonna love
Further...
me.
Proving that that thing smells so fucking bad.
Yeah. Rancid, even.
It's terrible. Like, him and the Kraven can't smell each other because they both smell so bad that it doesn't.
Oh, Kraven. Anyway, I was going to say
anyway.
He's swinging around on palm trees. And then, of course, Johnny comes in and he's like, watch where you're going, freak. And Spider-Man is like, the torch again? And I'm like, Spidey, the initial call that you heard was a movie with the both of you. Why are you surprised that this man also is here? Leave him alone.
I mean, they're both idiot. Just beyond teenage boys. Mm-hmm.
This is true. And to which on page 12, I was very surprised when Spider-Man called the truce.
Yeah.
That was a fascinating moment where I was like, wow, he was big enough to do that. Good for yeah. him.
He's usually not the one to say that.
Absolutely
you
not.
You see other people being like, let's work
Spider-Man.
Together.
Spider-Man.
He's like,
I guess.
Work with you? Yuck.
I fucking guess so, if I have to.
He's like, well, maybe your attitude is why you don't have super friends, Spider-Man. Be nice.
You ever think of that?
Well, no. Yeah. The super friends are over at DC.
Oh, my bad. Super... or
Super!
Extraordinary friends. There you go.
long underwear characters.
Yes. I did real quick on page 11, when Johnny is like, "You're getting a screen test? Nobody told me they were remaking Dracula." And I was like, fucking get him. Get him.
Get him, Johnny.
But yeah, they call a truce and decide to head to set together.
I just realized most of how Spider-Man gets around Los Angeles is just wrapping Johnny in asbestos webbing and flying with him.
Yes. The way I'm like, Johnny's going to have health issues later on with all this asbestos going on.
I know.
I mean, the man took a giant dose of cosmic radiation. Like,
you know,
true. Fair enough. Fair true. Enough.
I was glad to see our boys connect on page 12 on second money
panel.
Problems. Yeah.
Oh, second, third panel. Sorry.
Third panel, when they're like, Spidey's like, don't make your flame too hot. This asbestos webbing costs money. And Johnny's like, what does it nowadays? Like, both of them are like, look, we're grown, we're on our own.
Broke.
And we gotta pay for stuff and it's rough. And I was like, see, you guys could be friends.
Could be friends. They don't let you stay at Reed's Tower anymore. Room up with Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah. And kiss him. And then kiss Harry and make it weird. And then you guys both decide that you want to get rid of Harry and just live together forever as boyfriends.
They're coming for us in 2025.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. Yeah. This is over.
I have to say, I like the prophetic nature of the last panel on page 12.
Mm-hmm.
We got Spider-Man saying, so it's about aliens who land in Central Park, eh? What happened in Infinity War?
Holy shit.
We had aliens. We had Central Park. We had Spider-Man. And he's like, what am I supposed to do when I spot their spaceship? Spidey, you're going to get on that spaceship.
Yep.
In a really dumb way.
And it's going to suck.
And it's going to suck. And then you're going to go to another planet, or the moon of another planet, and you're going to get dusted.
Gonna get your shit wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And then we cut to it's time for some acting, baby. Only the entire time Spider-Man is like, why am I all tingly?
Yeah, this was interesting because they run through the scene a couple of times. Spidey's got his sense going the whole time and he can't figure out why. His Spidey sense is tingling. And then Spider-Man gets a dose of, like, what's it like to actually be an actor on set? Which is doing the same thing over and over.
Over and over and over again.
And he doesn't quite care for it, but he's like, you know what? If this is what pays the bills, I guess this is cool. But you'll notice, like, even when they call cut, Johnny never flames off.
No, nope.
We also don't really hear Johnny talk. Or see him talk in any of these, right? Or no, yes, we do.
No, he'd be chatting.
Okay, never mind.
He'd be chatting on page 14.
Well, then I have a question.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So if Johnny's chatting and it's Johnny, it sounds like him. When did the switcheroo happen?
I think before, like, yeah, when they're flying up.
I think it hasn't been Johnny, because we see them flying to set and then we don't see Johnny on page 12 on that first, like, establishing shot of the set. So Johnny isn't there yet. So I think at this point, because spoilers, everyone, this isn't Johnny Storm. Well, it was Johnny Storm, but the person on set now is not Johnny Storm. They are pretending to be Johnny Storm.
Yes. And I mean, I guess, you know what this is, I have to walk myself through it. This is Hollywood. People know how to do impressions of people's voices. Because I was like, well, how come Spider-Man isn't like, this doesn't sound like my fucking boyfriend, Jonathan.
And especially
that shit talk is out of tune.
Especially once we consider who is behind all of this tomfoolery.
Yes, it's probably easy to
Like, Hollywood magic is literally their thing.
This is true. Yes. This is true.
So true. So for the listeners following along, they'd run the scene several times. There's some mild shit talking. Was there anything that jumped out to you here? I don't think so.
Nothing really. Nothing really at all.
Yeah, there's mild shit talking, and then all of a sudden, in one of the takes, Johnny starts going on a little rampage, and Spidey's like, "Hey, yo, what the fuck, dog?" So then they start fighting, fighting again, and Spider-Man's like, he does a quick maneuver where he has like this like a mirror that he tries to like. What is his plan here? He's trying to like.
He took some sort of like this poor set. He like grabbed a piece of
it's like a light lighting reflector.
Equipment. Yeah, like
it's like a bounce.
There we go, a bounce. Yes, hoping that it'll cause him to like swerve away from Spider-Man, and this idiot doesn't know how to move quick enough,
and just crashes right on through it. And I immediately was like, there is some PA who was like, fuck, I will not be able to return this, and they're gonna dock my pay. This is terrible.
Especially the 60s.
I literally lost a week of work.
Yep.
Oh no.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. And then he flies off the Human Torch, supposedly. And the whole time Spider-Man's like, my boyfriend don't walk away from a fight. This mm-hmm. doesn't make sense. We always follow through.
We always beat the shit out of each other.
Like, come mm-hmm. on. It's a Spider-Man doing what he does best. Goes to Johnny Storm's little trailer house situation, as we also have a reveal that there's like the fake torch behind him watching him go into this building. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say go into this building? I mean, rips it in half. We couldn't even bother with the window this time. We said, no, I'm going to tear this up like a garage, like a garage door.
Yeah, we're not even going like the X Factor route of breaking in through
no.
the wall. It's literally, we have lifted the house or the trailer off its foundation and just
ripped Johnny's right off.
Johnny's just going through his lines.
Yeah. And he's like, Spider-Man, what in the galloping guru do you think you're doing? If it's a fight you want, just say so, son.
He's like, just knock on my door.
Yeah. Son is really funny because they're New Yorkers. And so in my mind, he's like, just say so, son.
But now, since our typically titanic tale is nearly half over, we feel it's time to learn the true identities of our mysterious arch villains. And so let's take a quiet peek into the executive offices of Paragon Pictures. But remember, nobody make a sound or they're liable to spot us. And here we see what appears to be the flamed on Human Torch. And who is that in a purple cape and green suit and a fucking fishbowl on his head?
Rey Mysterio. Just Mysterio.
And
whoever the fuck this guy is.
Fella by the name of the Wizard.
I rolled my eyes because I was like, who even are you?
Is he from Fantastic Four? Does he have like previous
beef with Johnny? He's gotta be, right?
I believe that is. Yeah, so he first appeared in Strange Tales 102, which was like a Human Torch. You know, it was like they would do, I think, two stories splitting it, and one was always like a Human Torch story, and then one was like a random, you know, anthology type thing.
Mm-hmm. Human Torch just always got his own out of the Fantastic Four.
I mean, he had his own for a while. Then there was a while where The Thing had a solo book.
Okay, cool. I was like, don't inflate Johnny's ego even more by only giving him issues.
But so this is a guy named Dr. Bentley Whitman.
That sounds like an angry white man's name.
It sure does.
He grew up possessing near superhuman levels of genius and used these skills to become a great success in a variety of fields, notably a chess champion, Stephanie.
Okay, you know what? Okay. Well, thought we were amongst friends here.
No, we're not.
Hey, that one was an intentional dig.
Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Oh
God. Oh Jesus.
This is gonna be the Christ. One episode that he decides to tune into, I feel like, and then there's gonna be a conversation.
And it's still not as embarrassing as splooshing on your own hat.
You know what? Thanks for grounding me. Thank you. You're so right. Yes. Because it's not.
It will never get that bad.
But yeah, basically this dude is an inventor with like a lot of like anti-gravity type stuff. He has like these little discs that he uses to fly around.
You can make so much money just not being a fucking idiot.
And he was also an escape artist. He became rich selling his scientific inventions to the wealthy. So he did kind of.
Okay.
All right.
And he took the... Now- He took the name The Wizard as like his stage name.
Wow, fuck this man, because he's obviously awful. I have more respect for his path to villainy.
Yeah, because now at this point, it's a side quest.
Yes. Like you've put your hands in many a pots. You've expanded your horizons. You have challenged yourself. He became a magician.
So what happened? He became upset when the Fantastic Four started gaining more and more attention, specifically Johnny Storm.
Because he's a no good, rotten, fucking look at me, selfish asshole.
Exactly.
Shit, that's great.
And basically that's, you know, he like had a scheme. He tried to get the Human Torch.
We know our man Mysterio, but did he get some glove upgrades?
I think so.
Those look at the way those be popping.
They're very decorative. Yeah.
Last panel on page 20.
Also, so we get this like flash where the wizards. So I got this idea when I saw the thing happen with Spider-Man and Human Torch. I saw him
first fuck up.
And I had the money to start a movie studio.
Like, yeah. What?
When I read that, I was like, oh, we're dealing with a different caliber of man here.
To be a white man with money. Could you imagine?
To get the paperwork up and running and also the space. And also that people were already like there filming things. All in what I can only assume to be is like a day.
It's an insane turnaround time.
Yeah.
Especially for Hollywood.
Like that is... That man has a lot of money. All he needs is one very special partner, he says on panel 4, page 20.
And then what does he do to get that special partner? He puts out an ad in a paper being like, hey, Mysterio, I want to talk to you. And Mysterio shows up.
Mysterio said, hey, why you put my name in the newspaper?
What do you want? We also, this man... He built an asbestos suit with flame jets that come out.
What?
Of it. And he's just been flying around an anti-gravity disc, and that's how he pretends to be Human Torch. Which is, you know, nuts and cool. Like, yeah, hell yeah. I kind of like the idea of this guy being like, I'm simply a villain because I'm humbling this fucking kid. I had a real job, and I ran into Johnny Storm, and I said, fuck him particularly.
My life's been ruined.
Listen.
I will be destroying his.
We love a hater.
Yes. Fair Marvel enough. Seems to be built on haters, and I can't wait to explore other Marvel comics and make sure that that's true.
It's hating, it's magnets, and it's radiation and magic.
And that's how you write a Marvel comic, folks.
Yep, but we get this whole, like, flashback to their meeting. And I love this moment because, of course, with a villain named the Wizard, you have to have this moment where they're showing him and Mysterio meeting. And Mysterio's like, I don't have to take shit from you, blast you with my ray. And then what's that?
His penis-looking ray.
And what's that? That's not the Wizard. the wizard is actually the man behind the curtain.
Dun, dun, dun. My other favorite part about this page. So, like, we went through this whole, like, backstory. We were, like, watching it. I kind of forgot that it was a flashback. And then at the very last panel on page 21, we are reminded that it was a flashback. And it's funny because Mysterio just goes, yes, I remember that meeting.
Yeah.
Because you have to imagine the wizard sat there and told, recapped everything to him. And Mysterio's like, yeah, I remember.
Yep, and now we're here, bud. Like,
why did you give me exposition that I was a part of? It's a good moment. And cut to.
Cut back to this trailer has been trashed so thoroughly.
The boys are swinging punches. They're throwing fireballs.
Actually, page 22 in the first little bit of narration, there was something I did want to talk about because we get, and as Mysterio and the Wizard turn towards their previously prepared electronic viewer, we can beat them to the scene merely glancing at the tintinabulating tableau we see before us. I had to look up that word.
I think I disassociated and ignored it.
I was like, what I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Stan? This is a word. It's a word that was invented by Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a twinkling of bells.
Oh.
A twinkling of bells?
Yeah. Like a ringing of bells is basically like what it means.
You saying tinkling or the tinkering? The tinkling?
Tintinabulating. Tintinabulating.
Whew. The sound of bells, for some reason, that reminded
me. A ringing or tinkling sound, sorry.
Yeah, the ringing, tinkling, that reminded me. I was like, hey, like that Christmas song. Is that Carol of the Bells?
Carol of the Bells. Yep.
Yeah.
That's tin. And shit.
I think it's Trans-Siberian Orchestra has like a really good fucking electric rock like.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Tin. Why can't I say it? Tintinabulating
tableau.
Yeah, I know. My
it's
God,
it's so good. I love it so much.
Stan with the alliteration.
Stan and his alliteration. Like nobody did it like him. But meanwhile. It's a knockdown, drag-out fight between Johnny and Spidey, as we've seen time and time again. I do really like the mental image that Johnny gives us on the last panel of 22, where he says, you've got about as much chance against my flame as Woody Allen would against the Hulk. Because now I'm just picturing Woody Allen being
beat to smithereens
by the Hulk. And that makes me happy.
Just... from the first Avengers, just remove Loki, put Woody Allen in there.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, they keep fighting. The fight bleeds out into the main set area. And of course, in the rafters, they just have these asbestos blankets, which, you know, probably a good idea. It's a lot of wood around. You got fucking Johnny Storm flame on and all over the place. So maybe, you know, I'm not going to think too much about that. But Spidey just grabs one of these asbestos blankets and he's like, hey, take that.
Stab it. Just,
you know, he swaddles him in it.
Yeah, and he knocks the flame off Johnny's face. Like,
oh yeah,
he does. Doesn't he?
It's the first time we've seen that happen over in some in like Spidey books. At least I can't speak on Fantastic Four, but it's the first time we've seen part of Johnny Storm Human
existing,
Torch-like, and part of him is Johnny Storm.
Okay,
this reminds me of it on Hercules. When Pegasus blows out Hades' hair and he goes, whoa, is my hair out?
Whoa, is my hair out? Classic moment. Classic moment.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, the whole time they're just being watched.
Yeah, there's like a giant. It almost looks like a Doctor Strange. Like
he looks like Doctor Strange a little bit.
He The wizard definitely has some like Doctor Strange vibes going on for sure, but his like the camera apparatus, it almost looks like a rune or something. Like there's like a whole like circle thingy. I'm
a
doing
and
such
a
a good
diamond.
Job describing this.
It's a circle and a diamond, and it's got some and another circle inside the diamond, and it's got some
there's patterns.
Squiggles. Yeah. It does look Doctor Strangey. And the boys recognize it. They're like, hey, we're being watched.
Yeah,
is this
wait the
weird?
Fuck a minute. It's behind that glass. Yeah,
so our villains drop a, it's like a ring that emits gas.
It looks like a chandelier.
I'm confused as what the game plan was here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more of a cage as it drops down, but the gaps are big enough for them to just walk out of, so they're just hoping to immediately gas them and take them down, which they were prepared for on the last panel of 26, and they're like, wow, are we gonna die sort of thing. And Johnny says, if this is the end, Spidey, don't think it hasn't been fun, because it hasn't. He was okay with his final words being
fuck you.
like that was it. He was like, this is how I want to end my life, and that's okay.
But luckily, those are not his last words, because Spider-Man uses some webbing to just cover up the gas holes and saves the day, and they decide to go up towards that one little weird little box that's been in the corner of this studio the entire time that nobody has mentioned prior to now. But clearly, something fishy is going on in there.
It's such a weird little corner.
It's like a little bird's nest. Like, we had one of these in the main theater of Sarah Lawrence, but it was like up in the catwalks, and it was where we kept lights.
Yeah, I had that in high school.
But
it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It's a weird little pocket.
Yeah, it's a weird little, like, it's off in the corner. It's just a weird little thing.
Oh my god, this time the torch is the one to shoosh on them.
Oh yeah. You gotta spread the shoosh.
He's shooshing on.
It's good stuff.
He's got shoosh for two men, which is incredible.
Hey, he shoosh, he score.
Stop it.
Of course, Mysterio and the wizard are like, dang it, how did they get us? Let's run away. And Spidey and Human Torch think that they have him, but of course they don't, because Mysterio is a master of deception. And they fly through them to find out they're holograms.
Which, I love how they draw that.
Yes. They don't even call them holograms. Spidey just says it was some kind of nutty three-dimensional decoy images. And I'm like, did they not have hologram, that word, back then yet?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm looking it up.
Look that up right now. I forgot that Mysterio has his eyes on his little lapel of his cape.
Yeah, that did. I forgot about that too, even from my last reading of it. And to see them now, I can't not see them. And they're looking at me wherever I go. And it's a little spooky.
Okay, so hologram, the word originates in 47. So it might not have been used.
Okay.
Super frequently by this point. I think it's, yeah, it looks like it's in the 70s it really started to pick up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
So everyone was just saying some kind of nutty three-dimensional decoy image.
Yes.
Perfect.
Everybody was saying that exact phrase.
Good. As they should be. As they should be.
But yeah, we cut to the wizard and our good boy Mysterio, and what have they done? They have just escaped to the roof.
They just ran.
they just ran up some stairs to the roof.
Meanwhile, like, Mysterio is so pissed at the wizard. He's like, you said this was foolproof, and now
I would have been so much more prepared if you hadn't been so cocky.
Which is interesting that his, like, nutty three-dimensional decoy images have to be prepped beforehand, like a spell. So that's interesting. Just finding out more villainy lore about their powers.
Sorry, I just
disassociated. It'll definitely stay consistent.
That's okay.
I was like, oh, somebody messaged me. I got a little buzzy on my Apple Watch, and it was the man I have a crush on. And I was like, oh, no. Okay. Okay. That's fine. So Spider-Man.
Well, if we could have your attention back here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm locked. I'm back. I had a few seconds of
you could lock sheer it the fuck panic. In.
And I'm over here like disassociate.
This is why you have friends, people. They keep you together, keep you in line. And Parker's 100% right. Let me lock the fuck in. Yeah. What they said.
And they just bust out the roof following the way that Mysterio and the Wizard have gone. And as they get up there, they see Mysterio and the Wizard flying off in it's a flying uterus.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, this looks like, you know, when you see the full image of what a clitoris looks like, and it's that little, like,
that's here. It.
Mm-hmm.
This is a full clitoris here, but I could also say a uterus is it's reproductive. Over here.
There's a reproductive system happening.
Yeah.
And they're flying away on it.
And well, not only they weren't flying first, they were hovering intentionally because the wizard was like, I knew they'd see us if we hovered long enough. Why do you want that? Don't you want to not be seen so you can escape? Like, I don't.
Well. They got some other stuff in store for them. They need to lead them to the big guns, if you'll recall.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I just love that this weird flying machine seems to specifically be built for two.
Yeah, like, what if there was a, like, what if you didn't have a buddy, like, an evil buddy? Like,
alternative is that you are fucking spread eagle across these handlebars.
That's a whole different type of workout, you know?
Yeah.
It's universal. With
arms wide open.
Yes! Now everything has changed.
Into the sunlight.
I also still, like, again, we've talked about it before, but Spidey just lassoing Torch's feet and just swinging in the background is so funny.
That's how he got around LA the whole time.
Yeah.
That's his only way to get around LA.
But then, like, also Johnny has to fly in such a way that he doesn't, like, whack Spidey into something, which, you know, nice that he doesn't, because he definitely could be like, you know what, also, like, whiplash him into something to be a dick. And the fact that he didn't think of that, pretty nice. But if this was an MCU movie, he would have done it once.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be like, my bad. Didn't see that there.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
Oopsie. And then, God, this annual was wild.
Yes.
This annual was wild. We flipped to page 32, and their plan was a giant King Kong-sized mechanical gorilla?
Yes.
That was the plan B?
Yes.
Yeah, and I hate that that's supposed to be a gorilla, because it looks like you stuck a bulldog's face.
No. And put teeth on him.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a gorilla.
It's giving human teeth on Sonic energy. And like it.
It also feels like, to talk about DC Comics, it does feel like Clayface and Solomon Grundy, like, mixed together.
Yes. Yes.
Just like, yeah, the color and then just like his face is just like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Yeah, and they get to fighting this giant thing. We cut to the wizard watching them from some sort of control booth, another control booth, apparently. But the whole thing's been constructed from plastic, which, as we know, plastic and fire. You can't light plastic on fire. That doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
So the plastic...
Facts, Johnny, right in the fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
It made his... We're getting some, like, Miss Fantastic. What is she?
Sue Richards. Or Sue Storm.
No. The Invincibles. Or why can't I think of...
Mrs. Incredible?
Mrs. Incredible. There we go. Sorry. I couldn't get Fantastic out of my mind because I was staring at Johnny. We're getting some Mrs. Incredible, like, hip energy going on here on second panel, page 32.
You can see the familial relation.
Yeah.
Like.
Johnny looking kind of curvaceous. He's looking thick.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. This one's going to be lost on you. He also kind of, his legs look like, he was fighting the soap girl in One Piece.
Oh, I hate that episode. I hate her powers. This woman can coat people in soap.
So that's and funny. Because, like, I watched One Piece way back in the day when it used to come on Four Kids, and they had the cool theme song, Gaio, Gaio, dreaming, don't give it up, Luffy. So I know a little bit about my One Piece, and I know it's about pirates, okay? And the fact that there's this lady who's, like, fighting pirates, and she covers them in soap because they stink, I think that's funny. Probably not because they stink, but, like, to me, I'm like, if I was going to be a lady to have powers over pirate people, would be to bathe them, of course.
Yeah, it does a weird, like, it basically turns them into a smoothed over sex doll.
That's not what I thought. But okay,
that's not all an right. inaccurate
I was like
way
it is definitely
it.
I don't want
to
look it up because I don't want to potentially risk, like,
yeah, I'll look it up,
spoilers. But that's what it looks like. It smooths him out in a way where you're like, this makes me uncomfortable, because you're supposed to be a real human.
Does she turn them into soap, or she just, like, covers
them? No, she, like, suds them up so much that they become, like, frictionless, basically.
And they can't stand or grab anything or do, like, they can't do anything. They are so lubricated that they cannot function. And it's uncomfortable. That face is correct, Stephanie. That face is correct.
Oda, what you doing, bud?
There are a couple things where I'm like, yeah, Oda, what's that one about, huh?
I just sent you an image on Discord.
What's that one about, hmm?
Oh, yeah. That's so way. So... This man, he's bloodied up, beaten.
Yes, beaten that the shit out of.
Is that okay? So she soaped him. Is he injured because he slipped all over the place and, like, ran into shit? That's what I think is happening here, based on the information.
No, she beat the shit out of him and then threw him down many flights.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he did get hurt after being soaped up. Yes. Like, she tossed him down a flight of stairs.
Okay. So, in my mind, yeah, I thought she just soaped them, and then they were so slippery they were running into shit, and they knocked themselves out. And I think that that's a silly, ridiculous power, but I'd laugh and enjoy that. Wow, interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, Spidey mounts this weird gorilla thing.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Mounts right on top of him and says, mm-hmm. You know what I could do? I can fucking punch things.
Yep.
Because it's mechanical, and therefore that means I can destroy it. And he does, but he does it while it has a death grasp on Johnny as he's about to get his back broken like Bruce Wayne. Meanwhile, they're being watched the entire time from a jungle, the little creepy watch room. Why are these like...
Again, the thing, like, A, who built this? B,
yeah,
this studio was built in such a quick amount of time.
Yes. And, like, who had this gorilla on deck?
Just ready and waiting.
A lot of questions, I mean, here.
Yeah, shout out to the props department.
Mm-hmm. I know, they worked tirelessly. And they were like, oh, man, I can't wait to see our work on the big screen, actually.
Oh, wait.
Oops.
All of us got fucking crypto.
Well.
Like, schemed.
Yes.
You know?
Sorry, my brain now, when I hear crypto, thinks to the Superdog. Because Superdog happened in the trailer.
You're on a different. Very excited. Yeah. Different. I did see that. Different track. That's okay.
And then we get this next page, which is completely silent. Or as they say, sometimes the page is drawn, which just doesn't need any words. In fact, we feel that a lot of dialogue, captions, and sound effects might actually detract from the sheer stark drama of the illustration. This powerfully drawn page is a perfect case in point. Enough said. And it is a great page of Spidey valiantly working to rip these fingers open so he can save Johnny from the grasp of this frozen mechanical gorilla.
Who looks terrifying? This fourth panel on 35. Look at that face. That awful. Is nightmare fuel.
That's not a gorilla.
No. No, it's not. And it makes me uncomfortable.
No.
I don't like it.
This looks like my middle school acting teacher.
No.
Damn. Whoever they are, just fucking cut the stray of the century.
And
Lee Lavery, I mean, you know who you are.
Not even
Lee
a stray. That
Lavery.
Was a... Jesus.
Listen, no, that was full swing.
Listen. Yeah. When I got into the like charter performing arts high school that I went to, and he found out, he only called me, Benedict Arnold for the rest of the year.
Because
I was leaving the theater program.
Wow.
Wow.
To go,
man,
to a different theater
you
program.
You gotta love a shitty theater teacher who's mad they couldn't make it as an actor, so they decide to go take it out on a bunch of fucking kids. I say with experience from my shitty theater teacher.
And you know he had it extra fun and spicy because this was a private school in LA, so a lot of the kids were children of actors, so he could get all shitty on them.
Like, ugh, terrible.
Yeah.
Well, Lee, you're not going to hear this, but you know when, like, your ears tingle?
You honestly, you might be dead by this point. I don't know.
Oh. Well, you know when you, like... What do they say? Like when your ear rings, you, like someone's talking shit about you. Mm-hmm. I think like he just got an ear infection.
An infection.
Maybe even in the grave. And what was weird about this, moving on to page 36, Spider-Man stole some of the gorilla's fluid from his like mechanism.
Yeah. Oh, some magnetically activated fluid.
And he took it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in handy later.
Yeah, I know. It's just, what?
Listen.
Magnets.
Well, no. And it's like, you know, any good TTRPG player, video game player.
I mean, you're going to loot the body.
You got to loot the body. You got to, you know, you'll pick something up and you're like, I don't know what I'll use this for, but.
It's just so weirdly specific that it works with Spider-Man's webbing mechanism.
Yes. That is a little weird.
But that's okay. That's okay. Shh. God, Mysterium's head under that bubble. He just looks like a green thumb.
Yeah.
It just looks so bad. But anyways, they keep getting foiled. And every time Mysterio is like, God damn it. It's like, you dumb asshole.
And they find this like rear entrance into the...
Speaking of rear, yeah, I was about to say, yeah. That's an anal passageway. That's a sphincter!
Yeah, so you know, they make some backdoor moves.
It's a tunnel for the people listening at home. It just looks
a tunnel of rectal.
It looks rectal.
Folds.
Yeah. But it turns out this is a trap.
What?
They left their butthole open.
Yeah.
On purpose.
It's gaping.
Because you know what? So they... It's giving they look like anal girls.
Yep. And the booby trap is
the booty poop trap
rocks. The boot it's poop rocks. They get poop rocks thrown at them at an alarm.
Magnetic
speed.
Poop rocks.
Magnetic yes. Poop rocks.
That are
because they get coated in a magnetic field, mm-hmm. which makes the rocks want to hit them, apparently. Yes.
It's so strong that the rocks can confuse it for the Earth's magnetic core.
And I mean, it looks like a flying sack of dung. It really does. Sorry to interrupt, yeah. Stephanie.
No, they're in the poop rocks in the gaping, and this is what people at home pay for to yeah. hear us talk about this. Actually, no, thank this you. Is free. You're welcome.
This is free.
We even do this.
Do you think this looks like flaming turds? Let us know. You can comment on Spotify and stuff now. That's it's cool. True. Helps us out. Anyways, here goes, as Human Torch says in the third panel on page 39. You see what happens when they work together?
Yeah. Torch uses like a very fine fire beam to sort of break through the plexiglass in between them.
Yeah, but before that, he runs into it like a bird.
Yeah. Listen, Johnny is very pretty.
Yeah, maybe that glass was real clean too.
Exactly.
So he melts a little hole through. Spidey thwips some webs through and grabs the magnetic thingamabobber.
Field switches.
Which he uses magnetic webbing to catch them.
Yes.
And the rocks fly away. And they fuck up the wizard and Mysterio.
With a big baka-boom. And a crash with a K.
And very quickly it gets wrapped up. You know, the two are put in a Spidey sack.
Mysterio is so fucking mad at himself. He yeah. is not going to be able to let this one go for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to haunt him.
He'll be back. For
sure. Oh, with a vengeance. He's coming in hot.
But yeah, the police are on the scene. Everything's good. There's some, you know, press there. And
cue Spider-Man to be like, this is when I fucking leave because everyone hates yeah. me.
Yeah.
And Johnny's like,
I'm not even going to get any money for this film that wasn't real.
And Johnny's like, hey, bud, we got a reward. Uh-huh. You want to split it?
Huh? Huh? Did you say reward?
Yeah, they were wanted in a bunch of states. And that's the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
In actuality, they would not get this money because they did not call the proper hotline.
Because that's how it apparently fucking works, stupid.
Gotta call the proper hotline, and even then it has to go through a review, and they decide mm-hmm. how much money you get. And it
even though
nothing.
We said you would get this much.
Mm-hmm. We lied.
Hmm. We lied about that.
What? So, lying? That's crazy.
And then we close with good old Peter Parker in his civvies, asleep on a plane, with a flight attendant looking at him being like, oh, he must have had too much sightseeing in Hollywood.
Why are you making any assumptions about someone asleep on a plane?
Because she's like, I'm hot, and the fact that he's not trying to talk to me, he must be tired.
He's tired. He has no idea what he's doing and missing out on.
This is the 60s, and everyone on this plane has slapped my ass except for that boy.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, must be tired from sightseeing in Hollywood.
Too bad he's missing this sight. She smacks her own ass.
Yeah, yes. Love, 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 love.
That's my retcon.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I like it. 10 out of 10. I love this because that's the end of it. And there's like a bunch of stuff that follows this that I didn't make it past the coffee bean barn. But I loved the little coffee bean bar.
Yeah, we get a little
scene.
Two-page splash of like the general cast and crew of the Spidey book.
Yep. Being all cute.
What's crazy is
Gwen
that
Gwen looking so much like MJ. Sorry, I'm looking at how much she looks like MJ.
When I finished this issue, I didn't turn the page, so I didn't even see this.
Isn't it so cute?
Yeah.
Isn't it so cute? But literally, Gwen's bangs are the same as MJ's, but going in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you can't change yourself to be someone else.
Mm-mm.
You got to be you.
Mm-hmm. And then, since you're just seeing this for the first time, Stephanie, I would love to draw your attention to Anna and Aunt May in the corner.
Yeah.
So this is where it's happening, May. To which May responds, "Cool it, sweetie. We don't want these cats to dig that we're hippies."
Also, the posters.
I am just now processing these. Support clean hobbits.
Woody Allen lives.
More or less.
And then there's Fu Manchu for mayor, and Fu Manchu is kind of a problematic Asian stereotype.
Wow, you don't say.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Couldn't tell. Couldn't get those vibes at all. We do have, what is,
Robbie Robertson.
Robbie Robertson is there. We love to see it. Apparently Larry also knows more black men than Steve Ditko.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then Flash is just soaking up all the love and attention, and that's it.
And then we get a little note, special note for future historians, the unvarnished explanation for why we included Yon's seemingly unrelated double-page spread in this never-to-be-forgotten issue is, while working on the rest of this mag, we began to develop a king-sized thirst and kept wishing we had some cup of Java. But one thing led to another until here we are, gulping with the gang.
So basically they were saying there was some homosexual tension that was building up and the thirst was becoming unreal.
Wait.
It's a little weird because we're talking about Stan and his brother. It's a little weird. I have to say it.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about him drawing it. I was thinking about just Stan writing it.
Why is Fred Weasley in the back of this? Do you see him?
Yeah, he is. What are you doing there with an F on your sweater?
An F on his sweater. What's going on?
So I think because they're like one thing led to another, here we are gulping with the gang. I think that might be supposed to be like Stan and Larry and Mickey.
Oh.
I think. I'm not positive.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
And then we have a couple more of these. They're just like breakdowns of Spidey's outfit and like his apartment and stuff like that. Nothing really too important.
I'm so sorry. I did go back to the coffee bean barn because even they are also giant shit talkers. Because on the banner above where you order, it says today's special, yesterday's leftovers. If you don't see what you want, forget it. And then also, if you think our coffee tastes like dishwater, wait till you taste our dishwater. Free espresso to all, 50-cent rental for the cup and saucer. These hate talking motherfuckers.
Just
there's also a little sign on the jukebox that says help feed our starving jukebox. Just fun and silly.
Yeah,
but anyway, we are rapidly approaching the end of our recording time, by which I mean the time that this Zoom session has left. And so I think I will hit you with a really quick Big Parker.
Little jab. Pow, pow.
Do you guys know what is the only thing that has kept somebody dead in the Marvel Universe? Because, like, you know the whole thing about superheroes coming back to life.
Yeah, I mean, they come back all the fucking time.
There's one who has not come back.
He's dead.
The original Captain Marvel died. In the mid-70s, I believe.
Oh.
And he, I mean, he's come back a couple of times, but it's like never like he's like come back. It's always been like, wait, he's back? Something's happening.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about asbestos earlier.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's cancer.
Oh, no.
Cancer is the only thing that you can't come back from, apparently.
Damn.
Wow. Marvel getting too real.
Yeah, that's savage.
There is also something called the Cancerverse. I'm not joking.
I feel bad things about that.
We'll get into that one later.
I don't like that.
Thank you so All much right. for joining us this week. You can like, subscribe, follow, comment, all of the things on all of the places where podcasts are found or social media is found. We have a Patreon where there's unhinged shenanigans and our Discord. And yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I've been Parker Robbins, they, them.
I've been Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I've been Catalicia, they, them. Now, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Nope.
And I believe next time we'll be diving in with the next two issues of Amazing Spider-Man. If I'm wrong, oops. Goodbye.
Anyone can pull a boner, you know. It happens. Everyone's.
Okay.
Go pull a boner about it.
Goodbye, they said everybody. It, I did it.
Sploosh.
The Retcon Podcast is recorded in Los Angeles and edited by Parker Robbins. You can find Parker Robbins on social media at Uncanny Parker. You can find Stephanie Johnson on social media at Serious Danger, Serious spelled S-I-R-I-U-S. And you can find Kat Alicia across social media at Kat underscore Alicia, Alicia spelled A-L-Y-S-H-A. And the Retcon Podcast can be found at The Retcon Pod. Feel free to thwip us an email at theretconpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next week.